彼得后书第一章。
Please open your Bibles to Second Peter chapter one。
彼得后书第一章，我们要从第一节读到第十一节。
Second Peter chapter one verses 1 to 11。
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义以我们同得宝贵信心的人，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多加给你们。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，且因为我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主，因此他已将以宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情有份。第五节，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔，有了敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足在这几样，就必使你们在认识主我主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子。人若没有这几样，就是瞎了眼，只看见近处，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们蒙召的恩所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
Second Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so short-sighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
今天这个星期是2015年的第一个主日。
This is the first Lord's Day of 2015. At the beginning of every year is a time for us to make our resolutions.
当我们立志的时候呢，我们都是在想我们要什么。
And when we make resolutions, we often think of what we want.
我们心中盼望什么。
What our hearts long for.
我们什么东西对我们最重要。
And what's most important to us.
那么什么东西对我们这个教会最重要？
And what's most important to our church?
在2015年里面我们要做到什么？
And in 2015, what do we hope to achieve?
当我们在思想今年我们要做什么的时候，什么是 对我们最重要的时候呢，有一件事改变了我们的想法。
As we think of what is important to us and what we are about to achieve in 2015, one event has changed our thoughts.
就是上个星期我们已经看到了这个亚洲航空在印尼北方坠落。
And in the past week, we have seen that a flight of Air Asia has actually crashed in the northern part of Indonesia.
这件事，通常我们在想到飞机失事都离我们很远。
Usually, when we consider all these accidents of the airplane, it is far removed from us.
但是这件事情却离我们非常的。
But yet this event is near to all of us.
因为我们知道我们的姐妹她的父母亲都在飞机上面。
Because we know that the parents of our sister is on board that aircraft.
突然间我们感觉到死亡离我们非常的靠近。
And all of a sudden we can feel that death is near.
我们对人生的盼望开始有了改变。
And our hope in this life has started to change.
当我们看到这样的事情的时候，请问我们怎么样去安慰有家人在这些飞机上面的家人？如果有家人在这个飞机上逝世，我们怎么样安慰他呢？
And when we find that there are brothers and sisters whose family members are involved in such an accident, how shall we comfort them?
你向他们说什么话？
What should we say to them?
你怎么样安慰他？
How do we console them?
如果你不相信有天堂，你不相信有永恒的生命。
If you do not believe that there is heaven and eternal life,
你怎么样安慰这些人？
How do you comfort these people?
我们看新闻，很多政府的人员都派了心理学家、精神病院学家去帮助他。
And as we watched the news, we found that many governments would send psychiatrists and psychologists to help these people.
怎么样帮助他们呢？
How do they help?
我们呼吸，一二三，吸气，呼气，吸气，来，使我们不要这么紧张。
And they teach them to conduct breathing exercises. 1, 2, 3, let us breathe in and breathe out in order to ease the tension.
我们说没事没事，明天会更好。
And they say, peace, peace, tomorrow will be better.
明天会更好吗？
But is tomorrow indeed better?
如果你不相信有永生，你不相信有天堂地狱，你逝去就是永远的逝去。
If you do not believe that there is eternal life and there is heaven and hell, then when you lose someone, you lose this person eternally.
如果你有孩子在这个飞机上面，
If your children are on this flight,
你怎么可能说安慰呢？
How can you be comforted?
你如果不相信有永生，你不相信有将来，你逝去的就是永远的逝去。这样你怎么能够得安慰呢？
If you do not believe in eternal life and that there is a future, then whatever that you have lost, you will have lost it forever. And how shall you be comforted?
所以当我们遇到一个这样的环境的时候，当这样的遭遇的时候，我们的信仰对我们非常重要。
So when we are faced with such a circumstance, our faith is extremely important to us.
我们相信有将来。
We believe that there is a future.
我们相信有永生。
We believe in eternal life.
我们相信有天堂。
We believe that there is heaven.
而且我们相信主耶稣必然为我们预备来接我们。
And we believe that our Lord Jesus will come and receive us.
当我们遇到这些不测的时候呢，我们完全 没有办法去面对。
When we are faced with such a calamity, we cannot face it.
但是当我们有信仰的时候呢，我们知道人生活着不单是今天，而且是永远。
But because of our faith, we know that a person's life is not just about the present, but it is for all eternity.
我们看到我们中间有很多年轻人。
We see many young people in our midst.
我们看到有很多小孩子。
And we see many children.
你如果他们在飞机上，你能够受安慰吗？
If they too are aboard the flight, shall you be comforted?
如果你知道，怎么知道？如果孩子在那个飞机上面，你看着他们，他们如果遇到，你心里怎么可以得安慰呢？
And if you are aboard the flight, and if you look at the children and what they are about to face, how shall you be comforted?
除非我们知道这些孩子已经信了主。
Unless we know that these children belong to God,
这些信仰他所信的是真实的。
And that their faith is real.
我们知道他们所信的是真真实实，从心里相信，我们就可能有可以有很有把握说他们已经到天堂去，我们的分离只是暂时的，我们才可能得安慰。
And if we know that their faith in God is real, then we can say that when they leave this world, they are in heaven with God, and our parting now is but temporal.
信耶稣不是每一个礼拜天 来教会叫做信耶稣。
Believing in Jesus is not coming to church every week.
你要知道这个人信是不是真的还是假的。
You must know whether this person's faith is real or not.
你要知道这个人这个孩子他信得很真的话，你的心里如果出现不测的时候呢，你心里还有一个盼望，还有一个安慰，因为这个分离只是暂时的，将来我们还会再见到他。
Only if you know that the child's faith is real, then in your heart,When a calamity strikes, your heart will know that this parting is just a temporal one, and you will meet the child in the future.
所以来教会不只是守规矩，就是每个礼拜就来坐在这边，这就能够得救，是不可能得救的，除非你知道他们信的是真的。
So coming, becoming a Christian is not about keeping rules and coming.To church every week because that is not real faith. You need to know whether your child's faith is real.
我们每一个人，如果我们当中有朋友，我们有亲戚，有家人，如果离开世界，如果我知道他是真的信，而且他信得很好，我心里有把握还会见到他。
And if we have children or if our family members are Christians.Who has demonstrated their faith to be real, then in our hearts we will have this hope of meeting them again in the future.
我们的心里才能够得安慰。
Then our hearts will be comforted.
不然的话呢，这些都是不可能的。你没有证据他是信主，你没有心里没有盼望，你心里没有把握，他到底是不是信了主呢？
If you have no proof that this person has believed in Jesus, then there is no hope in your heart that this person is indeed a Christian.
今天我们为很多事情焦虑。
Today we worry over many things.
很多时候我们发现钱不够用，我们要花很多，要赚很多钱。
Sometimes we find that our money is not enough, and we want to spend our efforts to earn money.
主耶稣说，人赚的全世界上，世上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
But Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul?
你空空的来，也空空的走。
You come naked.Into the world and you leave naked from this world.
有些人很担心他的健康。
Some people are very worried about their health.
除非你是年轻人，你会觉得你还在成长，明天会更好。
Unless you are very young and you are still growing, you will feel that tomorrow is better.
但是如果你过了40，我可以告诉你只有一条路。
But if you are past 40, let me tell you there's only one way.
那个就是一天不如一天。
That means one day is not like the other.
圣经早就告诉我们了。
And the Bible has told us this right from the beginning.
我们的外体虽然是毁坏，但是我们内心是一天心是一天。
And though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
我们知道圣经已经告诉我们，只有一个方向。我今天就我没有生病，不过有一天我会生病。如果就算没有生病，有一天我也是会死。
The Bible has already made it clear to us that even if I am well today, I will fall sick in another day. And even if I remain well all my life, I will still die.
很多人很怕死。
Many people are afraid of death.
我说不要怕。
I told them do not be afraid.
因为你一定死。
Because you definitely die.
没有一个人可以逃脱。我们只有一个方向，只是我不肯承认罢了。
No one can escape. It's just that we deny it.
只是我要为死做好准备。
We need to prepare for our death.
你准备好了没有？
Are you well prepared?
我们死了后往哪里去？
When we die, where do we go?
我们世人说很怕死，很怕死。其实你不用怕死，你一定死的。
And people say that I'm afraid of death, I'm afraid of death. Actually, you need not afraid of what definitely comes.
问题是，你知道你死了之后会，你要去哪里吗？
The question is, do you know where you are headed after you die?
你为死做好准备了没有？
Have you prepared for your own death?
如果你说死了就算了嘛。
If you say, once I die, that's it.
我看你的生活，我就知道你不相信这一回事情。
When I look at your life, I know that you do not believe in that.
如果你说死了就算了，叫你就去抽去抢，做完你想做的事情，根本不用担心后面，反正死了就算了嘛，对吗？
Because if you truly believe that after death, that's it, then you should go and rob and steal and do whatever your heart desire, because if you believe that after death, that's it, then just do whatever.
如果你不相信有对跟错，你们不相信有审判，叫你做什么都好，什么关系，反正都死了。
Because if you do not believe in right versus wrong and that there is judgment that will come, then just do whatever you wish.
但是如果有审判，有天堂有地狱，你所担心，你所爱的人，你害怕他们到哪里去，他们是不是受苦，还是他们有盼望，有希望，有想，有喜乐。
And if you believe in right versus wrong and that there is heaven and hell, then you should worry upon those whom you love.Whether they are headed to heaven or to hell.
今天很多人说不要焦虑，不要担心。
Today many people say do not worry and do not be anxious.
但是我告诉你，你最好还是担心。
But let me tell you, you should be worried.
因为担心你死之后不知道要去哪里。
You should be worried over where you are headed after you die.
这个应该担心，你不担心，不应该担心，你去花很多时间担心。
You should be worried over this thing, but you spend your effort or worrying over other things.
今天我们读的经文
，In the passage that we read today,
彼得，如果你看彼得的这个下半段，从十二节那里，彼得要离开世界了。
If you read the second half of the passage, which is from 2 Peter 1:12 onwards, you will know that Peter was leaving his world.
彼得说他要离开世界，他要死了。
Peter said that he is going to leave this world, he's going to die.
他说第十三节，我已应当趁着我还在帐篷的时候提醒你。以其次，他是说主已经指示他十四节说他要离开帐篷，就说他要离开世界，就说他要快要死了。
And he says in verse 13, as long as I am in this body, because verse 14 says that I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. In other words, he knows he's dying soon.
要死的人讲的话也是真的。
And the words of a dying man is true.
也是重要的。
And it's important.
他说在我离世的时候先，我一定要告诉你，虽然你知道了，虽然你这些是基督徒，你们知道，但我还是要再提醒你。
And he says that I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able to recall these things, meaning even though you know it, I'm still going to remind you.
他说什么事情你要提醒我呢？第十节说，你说你们要什么？所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样事，就永不失脚。
And what does he have to remind them is in Verse 10, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
所以他说你们要更加的殷勤，肯定所蒙的恩召跟拣选是坚定不移。
Be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election.
意思说恩召跟拣选就是指救恩。
Calling and election refers to salvation.
他的意思说，使你的肯定你的救恩。
In other words, you must be sure of your salvation.
这个是非常重要的。
This is extremely important.
你知道他向谁？他写信给谁吗？
Do you know who he was writing to?
你看第一节。
Look at verse one.
他是写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣之义与我们同得宝贵信心的人。
He was writing to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
他写信给那些相信耶稣的人。
He was writing to believers in Christ.
他写信给那些因耶稣基督的义，就是他有承受耶稣基督的义的人。
He was writing to those who have received the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
然后他告诉他们，我要提醒你们这些以为你是基督徒的人，你再想多一次。
And he wrote to them and says that you who think that you are Christians, think again.
他说我要离开世界了，我没有机会再跟你们讲了。在我离开世界之前，你听清楚。你要使到你的救恩肯定。
And I'm going to leave this world soon, but before I leave this world, I'm going to remind you, please listen carefully. You must make your calling and election sure.
他要他们肯定他们是得救的。
He wants them to be sure that they are saved.
他要肯定他们是一定会上天堂的。
He wants them to confirm if they are indeed headed towards heaven.
要让他们肯定他们的确是得救的。
He wants them to confirm if they are indeed saved.
2015年的开始。
In the beginning of 2015,
我们要立志做一件事情，什么呢？
We should be resolved to do one thing, and what is that?
就是我们在座的每一个人都肯定你是得救的。
And that is, everyone seated here ought to be sure that you are saved.
很多事情是我们不能够预测。
Many things we cannot predict.
我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We know not what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们不知道有什么意外会发生。
We know not what accidents will happen.
但是我如果我们有把握，他是信主的，他是有信主的这个根据呢，他就算是暂时的分别，我们还是有盼望。
But if we know for certain that this person has believed in the Lord and he has demonstrated proof of belief, then even though we are temporarily separated, we still have hope.
我们说这世界非我家。
We say that this world is not our home.
我们只是在暂时在这里生活。
We are just living here for a while.
我们一定会离开。
We will definitely leave.
但是你离开的时候，你往哪里去？
But when you leave, where are you headed?
你有没有一个把握这个家在天上等着你？
You have the assurance that there is a home waiting for you in heaven.
好像我今天早上跟 Erica 跟这个 Ben 说，你们如果这边工作不好的话，你有一个家可以回去，你是在新加坡只是暂时的。
And this morning I was chatting with Ben and Erica that you are only working in Singapore for a short while, and if your work is notGood, you have a home to look forward to.
你的把握在你的家，你那个家那个很宝贵。
You have an assurance because you have a home, and that is precious.
今天我们活在世上，我们知道我们一定会老，我们一定会死。我死后往哪里去？你有没有一个家可以回去？
Today, as we live in this world, we are certain that we will grow older, and we are certain that we will die. But after we die, do you have the assurance of a home where you can return to?
彼得还没有回天家的时候，他就告诉他们，他说：“我爱你们这些弟兄姐妹。我还没有走之前，我要再说一遍，你们要使你们的这个救恩，肯定你们的救恩，确定你们的救恩。”
And Peter, before he died, he tells the brethren that I love all of you, and I want to remind you to confirm your salvation.
今天我还有机会向你们讲道。
Today I still have the opportunity to preach to you.
我不知道什么时候我没有机会向你们讲道。
I do not know when I will not have this opportunity anymore.
没有机会不是说你走，可能是我先走。
And without opportunity does not mean that you will leave. It means that maybe I'll leave first.
或许我明天我就走了。
Maybe I'll leave tomorrow.
或许你明天你走了，我没有机会再跟你讲。
Or it might be that you leave tomorrow and I cannot preach to you anymore.
但是如果你有信仰，你的信心是真的，我可以肯定你的确回到天家去。
But if your faith is real, then I can be sure that you have returned to your heavenly home.
你会问彼得，你这么紧张干什么？
You might ask Peter, why are you so anxious?
你是在对基督徒讲话。
You are writing to Christians.
但是对基督徒，你不要以为你信的，你说你每个礼拜来教会，你就是得救的。
But do not for a moment think that by coming to church every week you are saved.
因为他想起主耶稣说的话，主说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不都能进天国。
Peter must be thinking of what Jesus Christ said himself. Not all who call me Lord or Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有遵行天父旨意的才能够进去。
But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以你看到这边讲说，不是所有吗？
Can you see not everyone?
只有你看到在这边这个打出来的字说，只有遵行神旨意的才是。
But the one who does the will of my Father.
你说我信主，但是不遵行神的旨意，我可以跟你肯定。
And you might say, I believe in the Lord, but you do not obey God's will, then I can be sure.
肯定什么呢？我不知道你有没有信。
What can I be sure of? I can be sure that I'm not sure about your salvation.
如果你真的信，你必然有行为。
Because if you truly believe, it will be accompanied by works.
约翰一书也是这么说，他说，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的命令，就是说谎的。
And 1 John says the same thing, whoever says I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar.
你说你认识他，但是不遵守他的命令，你是个说谎的，所以你说谎不是向人说，你向你骗自己。
And if you say that you know God, but you do not keep His commandments, then you are a liar. And you are not lying to others, you are lying to yourself.
约翰一书六章说，若说我们说与神相交，仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎，就是不行真理。
1 John 1:6 say, if we say that we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们大家都很清楚，雅各书说，信心没有行为是死的。
And we are all very clear with James, who says that faith without works is dead.
所以这些信心在我们讲台里面，我们讲过很多遍。
And all these messages we have repeated many times from the pulpit.
为什么我们要讲这么多遍呢？我们就是跟彼得一样，肯定你的救恩，肯定你的救恩，因为我不知道什么时候是我最后一次告诉你，你就走了。
And that's because we are just like Peter. We want to keep reminding you to be sure of your salvation, to be sure of your salvation, because we know not when we will preach to you the last time.
就好像孩子，
it's just like children.
如果你问我的孩子，如果他走的话，万一不幸他坐在飞机上，他走的时候，他要不要我得安慰？
And if you ask my children, what if you are on board a plane that met with an accident and you leave this world, do you want me to be comforted?
他当然是说我要我的父亲得安慰。
He will say, I want my father to be comforted.
怎么样得安慰呢？除非你有信心的把握，你真的相信，我知道你真的相信，我心里才有把握。
How to be comforted except by knowing clearly that you have a real faith, then I will have the assurance.
我们上个星期去了西安，中国的西安看兵马俑。
Last week we went to Xi'an in China and we saw the Terracotta Warriors.
我们坐的飞机就是亚洲航空。
And the airline that we took was Air Asia.
有一些很爱我们的弟兄姐妹就给我们信息说，你可以不要去。
And there are brothers and sisters who love us a lot and they actually text us and ask, can you cancel your flight?
因为是亚洲航空的同一家。
Because Air Asia is the same airline.
所以我到了之后，我就说我们的亚洲航空已经降落了，平安了。
So when we arrived, we text them and say that our Air Asia flight has arrived and landed safely.
我们真的有把握会平安降落，我也不知道，谁知道？没有人知道。
Am I certain that we will land safely? No, we are not. Nobody knows.
当我们回来的时候。
And in our return journey,
我问我太太，你玩得开心吗？
I asked my wife, have you enjoyed yourself?
当然玩得开心了。
And she said, yes, of course.
但是你担心吗？
And I asked, are you worried?
是担心。
So she said, yes.
这你担心什么呢？
What are you worried about?
我的孩子是不是真的信主呢？
Are my children real believers in the Lord?
如果你要我们真的是很有把握，你就不需要有这个信主的把握，行出来叫人明白，叫人知道 的确他是信主的。如果真的飞机失事呢？哦，有把握，我们还会这样见面。
And if you really want others to be sure of your faith, then you should prove it with your works. Because when you do all these things, then when people are sure of your faith, we have the hope that we will meet again.
因为我们不管你是健康，是年轻，还是生病，还是老年，你有跟我们每一个人都一样，都会离开的，只是说你准备好了没有。
Because whether you're healthy or not, young or old, you are just like everybody else, and you are going to die. The question is, are you prepared for it?
所以一年头的开始，我的立志是什么呢？我要每一个在教会里面的人，每一个弟兄姐妹都肯定你的救恩。
So as 2015 begins, I am resolved in my heart to want to encourage every brother and sister seated here to.Confirm your own salvation.
就好像保罗说，你们总要查验自己有信心没有。保罗也是对这哥林多教会说，查验你们有没有这个真正得救的信心。
Just like Paul, who wrote to the church at Corinth, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
啊，因为这个信心是指得救的信心。因为下半段说，岂不知你若不是可弃的，就有基督在你的心里吗？
And this faith is obviously talking about salvation because it says that do you not realize this about yourself that Jesus Christ is in you?
所以这个段圣经的主题是很清楚的，说弟兄们，彼得说你要更加殷勤，要努力做什么呢？使你所蒙召的这个你所蒙的恩召跟拣选坚定不移定可肯定坚定不移，你的确是得救的，这样的话你就永不失脚。
And the main theme of this passage is clear, that is in verse 10, that you are to be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
一个真正有信仰、有信心、真正有信耶稣的人，他心里面有神的生命，他会有神的生命的表现，就是他行出来的是不同的。
Because if a person has genuine faith in the Lord,Then this genuine faith will be accompanied by works which is demonstrated by God.
所以在这里呢，他告诉我们这段圣经就是要我们肯定我们的救恩。
So this passage wants us to make our salvation sure.
第一点呢，我让大家看怎么样肯定的救恩呢？第一，原因是神已经给我们的属灵的这个供给或者供应。
So how do we make our salvation sure? Firstly, because God has already provided. This is godly provision.
你看第一节，第一章第一节，他说：“做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣之义与我们同得这样宝贵信心的人。”
If you look at verse 1.Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
你看到这个同德这两个字吗？
Look at this word, equal standing.
啊，不是，同德是 obtain a faith of equal standing.
To obtain.
这个 obtain 或者这个同德的意思说，他们从神那里收到一份礼物。
In other words, this is a gift that they have received from God.
意思是他们从神那里收到一份救恩的礼物。
In other words, they have actually received a gift of salvation from God.
我们大家都很熟悉，得救是本乎恩，也是应着信，不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And we are all very clear of this verse, by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
所以救恩，神属灵的救恩呢，是神的恩赐。
So, in God's provision, he has provided for us salvation.
是神给我们的。
God gave it to us.
他是供给他的 provision, 他给我们的。
So this is God's provision for us.
他不能使我们得救，而且他使我们能够成圣。
Not only does it save us, it actually sanctifies us.
你看第三节。
Look at verse 3.
他使我们得救之后，他说神的神能，他用神的神能、神的 power、神的能力，将一切有关生命和金钱的事赐给我们。
Because by God's divine power, He has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
这些圣经非常重要。
This passage is important.
神已经把我们所需要的一切给了我们。
God has given to us all things that we need.
今天呢，我们基督徒常常祷告，主啊，我再需要多一点能力，我再多一点信心，主啊，我需要很多东西，好像神没有给你，你求的半天才得到。
Today many Christians pray and ask God, give me more faith, God, give me more strength, God, give me more power. It's like as if God has withheld all these things and we will only obtain it after praying very hard.
你知道彼得说什么呢？你早就有了，神把一切所有的东西都给了你，你现在不是要再继续的求，现在就把它行出。
Peter is telling us that whatever that you need, God has given it all to you. What you need to do now is not pray for that which you already have, but you need to demonstrate it in your work.
所以这边彼得是说，神的神能已经将一切有关生命跟金钱的事情，有关你这个成圣的道路，作为一个基督徒怎么做，全部给了你。你有所有的能力，所有的 resources 或者说所有的资源，你现在是把它行出来。今天我们不断的求，不断的求，就是不去做。
And Peter is telling us that by God's divine power, He has already granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So, what we need to do now is to demonstrate it through our works and not to continually pray for it.
我们就很贪心。
We are very greedy.
我们可以说属灵的贪心。
And we are greedy spiritually.
神啊，给我这个给我做，其实是你已经有了，你不去做，只是你要求更多的东西。
We ask God to give us more of this and that, but you actually have it, just that you do not demonstrate it, but you kept asking for more.
你应该开始做工，不是不断的求。
You should start to work and not continue to ask.
神已经把那个生命给你，把这个生命活出来。
God has already given you this life, now you need to live it.
就好像我们也跟大家讲一提，就是哥林多后书，我们大家很熟悉的经文。他说，我们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。你所要的一切，包括得胜试探的一切，神已经给了你。你没有一件事情可以胜过你，只要你相依靠神。And
we are all familiar with 1 Corinthians 10:13, that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to men. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that you may endure it. God has already given you these things. What you need to do now is to live it out.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们所需要的一切，神已经给了。
So brothers and sisters, whatever that we need, God has already given.
现在不要懒惰，就把它行出来。
So stop being lazy and live it out.
所以神给我们的是，不但是给我们救恩。
So God has not just given us a provision of salvation.
而且他给我们恩赐，包括能够要做、要行善、要成圣的圣，这个恩赐全部给我们了。
But He has also given us a provision for sanctification, that is for us to live our lives.
而且呢，要给我们有神的性情。
And He has also given us the provision for His divine nature.
你看一看第四节。 因此已经将又宝贵又巨大的应许给我们，叫我们能够脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情有份，就是向神。Verse
4, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature. In other words, to be more God-like.
我们得救是什么一回事？
What is it about our salvation?
就是从罪里面拯救出来。
We have been saved from sin.
不要再犯罪。
And we stop sinning.
要来越来越像神。
We need to become more like God.
像神的本身，这个本性就是他的慈爱，他的圣洁，他的公义。
To become more like the nature of God in His merciful, in His mercy, in His love, in His righteousness.
就好像彼得前书1:23，他说我们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，就是从借着神活过的道。Just
like 1 Peter 1:23, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. through the living and abiding word of God.
所以我们得救呢，是神把那个重生的那个种子放进去里面，那个种子是不能坏的，是继续成长，我们就越来越像我们的主。
So we are born again with an imperishable seed, so that we will continuously grow to become more and more like God.
所以我们就要活出主的样式来。
So we need to live our lives to be more godly.
所以神彼得在这边告诉我们说什么呢？告诉我们说，我们要神已经给把这一切都给了我们。
So Peter is telling us that God has already provided all these things.
所以要把这个活出来。
We need to live this out.
很多人说，救恩我听多了，基督徒啊，你讲这些道理我听太多了。
And many people say, oh, I've heard much about the doctrine of salvation from you Christians.
弟兄姐妹，你知道主给我们的这一些有多么宝贵吗？神给我们属灵的供给或者供应，或者神给我们的这些生命呢，这些救恩呢，是何等的宝贵？
But brothers and sisters, do you for a moment know how precious is this salvation that God has provided for us?
这个救恩有何等的宝贵，你知道吗？
How great and precious is this salvation, do you know?
你没有想过那些在监牢里面的囚犯？
Have you ever think about the inmates in prison?
如果他们被判死刑，请问他怎么样活多一天？
If they have already been sentenced to death, how do they live another day?
他们在监牢里面的生命到底是怎么活的？
What kind of lives do they live in prison?
他活下去的目的是为什么？
What's the purpose to continue living?
因为这死刑啊，就是一天再多一天还是死刑，是永远看不到天的人。
Because he is on death row, so as he lives each day, he is walking towards his death, and he can never see any light at the end of the tunnel.
你知道忧郁症最大的问题是什么吗？
Do you know what is the greatest problem behind depression?
忧郁症最大的问题是他感觉到人生没有盼望，绝望了。
And the greatest problem behind depression is that the person has lost all hope in life.
如果一个人长期处在绝望当中，请问他有什么生命力使他能够继续多活一天？
If a person lives each day who has lost all hope in life, there is nothing that causes him to live for one more day.
一个人如果没有人生里面没有盼望呢，他活着就等于活在地狱里面。
A person who is living without hope is like a living hell.
他在地狱里面活就是没有盼望的继续活下去，那是非常痛苦的。
And living in hell without hope is extremely painful.
有一个犹太人从这个德国人的这个监狱里面被释放出来。
There's a Jew who was released from a Nazi camp.
在德国的这个监狱里面，很多人被关的时候呢，成千上万甚至百万的人在里面，每个都在营里面不断的死去。
And in the Nazi camps, there were thousands and millions who died.
这个俘虏营里面根本看不到天日，根本没有盼望。
And the people lived without hope in the Nazi camp.
这个人为什么他能够活下来呢？因为他有盼望，他盼望看到他的家人，所以他凭着这个单单这么一点点的盼望继续持守下去，所以他活了。
But this Jew who survived lived on that glimpse of hope to see his family again.
如果你是一个死囚，你根本没有盼望的情况下，突然间有一个大赦下来，总统给你赦免的话呢，你就知道这个救恩有多么的宝贵。
If you are on death row, you will know how great is the salvation that comes in the form of the president's clemency.
如果你每一天活着，明天、后天完全没有盼望的活下去呢，这个是非常的可怕的。
If you live each day, tomorrow and the day after without hope, That is actually very scary.
但是当你看到一丝的亮亮光的时候呢，你就知道这个是何等的宝贵。
But when you see a ray of light, you will know how precious it is.
所以这个彼得在这里说，这是何等的宝贵。
So Peter tells us how precious this thing is.
你看第四节，因此又将又宝贵又极大的应许给我们。
Look at verse 4, he has granted to us his precious and very great promises.
叫我们脱离世上的情欲，来的败坏，使我们的与神的性情有份。
So that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world.
所以神给你这么大的救恩呢，你就应该有了信心，要加上德行。第五节。
For this very reason that God gave you His precious and very great promise, then you should supplement your faith with virtue. Verse 5.
所以我们的第一大点是，神给我们这个属灵的供给、属灵的供应、属灵的救恩是何等的宝贵。有了这个，你就应该有属灵的追求。
So with godly provision, that is the first point, that God has given us so great a salvation and sanctification, then we should have the second point, godly pursuit.
所以他说，有了信心就要加上德行。
So,supplement your faith with virtue.
啊，当然我们在这里不是讲说因行为得救。
We are not preaching salvation by works.
他说你已经得救了。
He says you have already been saved.
所以有了信心，你就必须要有行为。
But with your faith, you must supplement it with virtue or work.
这个 supplement 这个字呢，这个加上这个字呢，原文的意思是指一个。音乐会或者说一个音乐团，这个乐团的一个主管。
And in the original text, the word supplement is like referring to a choir master in an ensemble.
意思说他在那里呢，他要供应你所有最好的这个乐器，使到你有很好的表现。
It's like in this, the choir master will actually give you what you need so that you can perform properly.
所以神已经给了你信心，现在你必须要加上行为，使到把这场戏演出来，演得最好。
So God has already given you the faith. Now you are to perform.
好像保罗说，我们成了一场戏，让天使来观看。
It's just like Paul says that we have become an act for the angels to see.
如果你真的是信，你是信徒，你要使你的救恩肯定的话呢，你必须除了信心，必须要加上德行。
And if you are truly a believer, then with your faith, it has to be coupled with good behavior.
德行是好的行为。
It means good behavior.
这个意思说，在这里呢，我们讲到说，一个信徒的人呢，他应该表现得最好。
In other words, a Christian ought to behave his best.
就好像有些翻译成在道德行为上是最好的，有些人是说有这个善行。
Some translate this as morally upright. Some translate this as good works.
所以这里呢的意思说，你既然是基督徒，把基督徒最好的表现出来。
And what is portrayed here is that since you claim to be a Christian, then do your best to show one.
好像新加坡人，我们在新加坡哇，大家很遵守规矩，又不丢垃圾，又不随地吐痰。
It's like Singaporeans, you know, we behave very well in Singapore. We do not litter and we do not spit anywhere.
但是一出国之后哇，什么百这个丑态百出。
But once you leave this country, all your dirty acts come out.
所以人家说，你活像一个新加坡人，你这样叫我们丢脸。
And people will say you must live like a Singaporean and do not embarrass us.
当时候他们这个字是用这个用途就是这样，一个罗马的人要活出罗马的样子来。
And that's how they would describe it in the past, that a Roman citizen should live like one.
所以我们应该明白这段的意思说，如果你像基督徒就要活出基督的样子来。
So if you are a Christian, then live like Christ.
除了有这个德行之外呢，你要有知识。
Other than good behavior, you must have knowledge.
就是说你对主越来越认识。
In other words, you know God more and more.
所以在这里呢，你会看到第二节，他开始的时候，他把彼得说：“愿恩惠平安，因你们认识神和我们主耶稣基督，多多的加给你们。”
If you refer to verse 2, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus of our Lord.
如果你多认识耶稣，你就多平安，有多恩惠。
And the more you know Jesus, the more grace and peace you have.
所以呢，除了德行要加上知识，所以我们一直要大家读圣经啊，多明白主的话。
So other than good behavior, you must be acquiring knowledge. So we encourage you to read your Bibles and to know God more.
所以2015年的立志要多把基督的样式表现出来，要多认识主，而且呢，第三要有节制。
So you should be resolved in 2015 to display good behavior as Christians and to know God more through His Word. And thirdly, self-control.
就是一个基督徒应该有自制的能力。
Christian should be able to control his self-control.
不要放荡。
And not live in licentiousness.
不要被这个世界来影响。
And not be affected by this world.
不要学这个世界。
Do not imitate this world.
不要跟随世界，人家追求钱财，你也追求钱财；人家追求社会地位，你也追求社会地位。因为这世界非我家，我们要有自制。
Do not follow this world in their pursuit of money, in their pursuit of social status, because this world is not our home. We must practice self-control.
第四，要有忍耐。
And fourthly, there must be perseverance.
忍耐是当你遇到不如意的时候呢，因作有盼望，你继续持守。
And perseverance means that when you are faced with calamity, you will continue the course because of your hope.
就好像我们碰到这个亚航的事情。
It's just like we are faced with this Air Asia accident.
知道吗？昨天我看新闻的时候呢，他说有一个印尼有一个教会呢，整间教会有46个人。在这个飞机上面。
Yesterday I was reading the news and found out that in Indonesia there is a certain church with 46 members on this flight.
三分之一的教友这个信徒就在这个飞机上面。
It is actually a third of the entire church who were on board this flight.
你怎么办呢？
What are you to do?
你的信心就动摇了吗？
Is your faith shaken?
坚持。主有主的旨意，我们不能完全明白，但是我们坚持。这些坚持的人显出你对神的信心。
God has His will, and we do not fully understand. But when you persevere, you will display your faith.
除了忍耐之后呢，我们要有敬虔。
And other than perseverance, we must have godliness.
敬虔的意思，这个意思呢，是包括对神的这个敬畏。
And godliness represents actually fear of God.
意思说神有神的意思，你要惧怕他，你要对神有一种敬畏，就是说他是高于我们不会因为这件事情来亵渎他。
And in other words, when you fear God, you fear Him and know that He has His will, you will not blaspheme or curse God even when things happen.
他有他的意思。
God has His will.
他有他的旨意。
And He knows what He's doing.
而且我们在世界上只是暂时的，我们的家在天上，记得吗？
And after all, this world is not our home, it's temporal. Our real home is in heaven.
如果因为亚洲这件航空这件事情，使到我们这里每一个人更加敬畏神，更加认真对待我们的救恩，这个就是他的好处了。
If because of this Air Asia incident, it causes the people here to fear God more and to know God more, then it has its benefit.
我们感觉到这个亚航这个悲剧非常靠近我们，我们还无动于衷，我们真的是，我不想讲那一句话，就是说我们真的是该死的。
And if this Air Asia accident is so near to our hearts and we are still indifferent, then I hate to say this, but you really deserve that.
我们神让我们让这么靠近，让我们提醒我们 不要再继续这样活下去，要为重新思想你的生命到底的价值在哪里。你的这个锚，这个丢在锚在地上呢，还在天上？
And when God has allowed such an accident to happen so near and close to our hearts, you should awaken and start considering about your lives and where is your anchor? Is your anchor on this earth or in heaven?
除了这个之外呢，除了敬虔之外呢，我们要敬畏神。之外呢，我们还要有爱弟兄的心。
And other than godliness, meaning fear of God, we also need to have fellowship.
这个就是指我们的团契。
And this referring to the brotherly love, meaning fellowship among us.
你有没有敬畏神？你有没有爱弟兄姐妹
？Do you fear God and do you love the brethren?
最后一点就是有没有爱众人
？And the last point, do you love one another, love everyone?
如果你的信仰，你的德就是肯定的，你有德行，你有知识，你有戒制，你有忍耐，你有敬虔，你有团契，你有爱众人的心，包括你要把福音传给他们。
If you have good behavior and knowledge and self-control, perseverance, godliness and fellowship and love for everyone,You would want to bring the gospel to them.
如果你真的信耶稣，你应该有这些表现。
If you really believe in Jesus, you ought to display all these things.
你没有这些表现，你好好的审查自己。
And if you lack all these qualities, you ought to seriously examine yourself.
是不是你信的不真？
Is it because your faith is not real?
或者是你懒惰？
Or is it because you are lazy?
你看第八节。
Look at verse 8.
你们若充充足足的在这有这几样呢，就必使你们认识我们主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子。
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若没有这几样，就是瞎了眼子，看到近处，忘记了他罪已经得赦免了，得洁净了。
For whoever lacks this quality is so short-sighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
所以当我们肯定我们的救恩的时候呢，我们就是必须要有这些表现。
So as we work to make our salvation sure, we ought to have all these qualities.
神已经把这个属灵的恩赐给我们，神已经把这个给我们所需要的一切给我们呢，我们必须要有这样的属灵的追求，有这样的表现。
God has already given us a godly provision. We are now to have a godly pursuit for all these qualities.
要演出一场让天使都感觉到惊讶，能够归荣耀给神的一出戏。
And we need to put forth a performance.That will even cause angels to amaze and praise God.
也不是为了表演，是从心里面把它彰显出来。
This is not to put forth an external show, but it has to be coming from your heart.
当我们这样做的时候，我们必然承受那个应许。
And when we do this, we shall receive a godly promise.
你看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
所以弟兄们。应当更加殷勤，使你所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若这样行，就不是脚。这样的话呢，你必然丰丰富富的进入主耶稣基督耶稣救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure.For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以你看吗？如果你这么说呢，你就永不失脚。
Look at this. If you do this, practice these qualities, you will never fall.
而且你这样做呢，必然进入耶稣，进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
如果你信主，你没有像主的样式。
If you believe in the Lord, but you do not live like Him,
你没有自制。
There's no self-control.
你没有忍耐。
There's no perseverance.
你没有爱弟兄姐妹，没有团契。
There's no brotherly love and no fellowship.
你不爱众人，你没有传福音。
You do not love people and you fail to share the gospel.
要不你就不是信徒。
Either you're not a Christian.
那就是假信徒。
Or you are a false Christian.
要不然你就是懒闲懒不结果子。
Or you are a lazy and fruitless person.
当我们遇到困难的时候，遇到不测的时候
，When we are faced with calamity or sufferings，
什么给我们盼望
？What gives us hope？
我们知道这个世界充满了不测，充满了很多苦难，充满了很多不如意的事情。
We know that this world is full of calamities and sufferings。
我们真正的要的是主耶稣。
What we really desire ought to be Jesus.
主拯救我们。
The Lord saved us.
主给我们预备天上天堂。
And He has given us, He's preparing for us a heavenly home.
但是在这个世界上，他已经给了我们这个生命。
But in this life, in this world, He has already given us the
eternal life. 我们已经有了这个属灵的生命。
We already have this spiritual life.
而且他给了我们属灵的能力去活出这个属灵的生命。
And He has given us the spiritual strength that we need to live this spiritual life.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就肯定我们救恩是真实的。
And when we do as such, we are making sure that our faith is real.
就算我们遇到不测，我们还是有把握，我们会回到天家。
Even when we get into any calamity, we have the assurance that we will return to our heavenly home.
所以在2015年。我要大家肯定你的救恩。
So in 2015, I want you all to make sure your own salvation.
直到我们能够欢欢喜喜的活出基督在我们身上的旨意。
So that we can live out the Lord Jesus' will in our lives with joy.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close with prayer. Father, we thank you for.Your provision that we already have all things that pertain to life and godliness. Let us now pursue this life and to display all these qualities of faith and virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection and love.And indeed, Lord, as we display this, we thank you for your promise that eternal life in heaven awaits us. We pray all this in Jesus' name.